Hello everyone, I'm George Mylan. Well, welcome back to my channel. We hear so many condemnatory statements about His Royal Highness, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, and I know he's agreed not to use the HRH and all the rest of it. Doesn't mean the rest of us can't say it. So people are saying that he committed a terrible crime against Virginia Giuffre. She went so far as to say that she was raped by him in Ghislaine Maxwell's house in Belgravia, London, the 10th of March, 2001. When she was 17, of course, in England, the age of consent is 16. She was above that, but she said she was pressured, and that was actually tantamount to vitiating her consent and so forth, that she was trafficked. Likewise, in Manhattan, in Jeffrey Epstein's house, likewise, she suffered the same crime at the hands of Prince Andrew, the age of 17. I believe the age of consent is 17 in the state of New York. And then on St. James's Island, in the US Virgin Islands, where the age of consent is 18 and she was still 70 at the time. So statutory rape, even had she fully consented, that consent would have been negatived because of her age at the time. So let's hear, so what is the case that for the defense? And you've got to remember what is the cardinal legal principle, if we're gonna have natural justice, okay? That it behoves the prosecution to do the proving. This is something that goes back to ancient Rome, or even to like ancient Babylonia, to the codexes from there. Okay, so that's why we can't simply assume that's true. All right, a incumbent probatio qui dicit non qui negat. So it's incumbent on him who says, not him who denies. Okay, and you'll find it in Article 6.2 of the European Convention of Human Rights. Everyone charged with a criminal offence shall be presumed innocent until proved guilty according to law. And there's that leading case in Wilmington and the Department of Public Prosecutions, 1935, heard by the Court of Appeal. Throughout the web of English criminal law, one golden thread is always to be seen, that it is the duty of the prosecution to prove the prisoner's guilt. We'd now say defendant. So that's known as the golden thread of justice. Okay, that's onus probandi. It behoves the prosecution to prove. And so the defense doesn't have to prove anything. So can they actually prove it? I mean, now this case is not going to go ahead because there are only two people in the room and one of them is dead. And so she can't be cross-examined now. Her statements, I don't think there was sworn statements. I mean, I've never heard of someone being prosecuted for the rape of a dead person. They have for the murder of a person, because the whole thing is, did intercourse take place at all? It might be likely, very likely, but we can't actually prove it. And if it did take place, was it without her consent? And again, you can't prove that. Now, it's very difficult to prove anyway. So it goes on. Okay, so the Duke says he doesn't remember ever meeting her. Now, that allows the possibility that he did meet her, only he subsequently forgot, all right? Now, how many people have you met in your life? Especially he was 41 when you first met her. Have you met her at all? Thousands? Tens of thousands? Now, there's that photo. He must regret that photo more than any other, the most consequential photograph in his life, assuming it's genuine. Now, he has questioned the authenticity. The other people say, yes, but if you look at his heights and he's 6'2" and she's 5'4" or something like that, and that just doesn't make sense from where they are, but could it be because she's standing further forward than him or something like that versus Ghislaine Maxwell's height? So there are people who cast doubt on it. Where's the negative? I don't think that's been proven. Was it somehow doctored? It's a very cunning hoax. I mean, I don't think so. I'm no expert in photography. Seems genuine to me. And the other experts who can analyze it carefully about the light and the shadows and so forth. Okay. All right. And if you were going to hoax it, wouldn't you do a clearer image or something like this? She certainly doesn't look like someone who's being abused in any way. Or that could have been she just met him and that the crime came later. She had no idea was coming up because she said they went for dinner to Tramp's nightclub in London, which still exists in St. James's. And then on the way back, supposedly, Ghislaine Maxwell said, now you'll do for him what you do for Jeffrey Epstein, as in get into bed with him. Okay, so anyway, what's going to happen? So the Southern District of New York has got this US Child Victims Act, and then the whatever the statute of limitations can go on. There's an out-of-court settlement by Prince Andrew in 2022, partly so this wouldn't go on to mar his mother's Platinum Jubilee is in 70 years on the throne. But that's, it was no admission of liability. He acknowledged he was a victim of abuse. He didn't say it was sexual abuse. He didn't say it was by him. An undisclosed payment. Everyone's saying it's £12 million. We don't know how much it was. People are just making that. And she agreed not to repeat her claims, which I think she actually started breaking again before she took her own life. And there are even people saying, well, was it really suicide? Was she murdered by someone? Which I don't know if evidence that's true. Okay. There's this first encounter, 10th of March 2001. But there is it proven they actually met? And it's highly probable. Okay, let's say it's proven that we met. There's a scintilla of doubt. But proving they met doesn't prove they have intercourse. Does it? How many people have you met in your life? Would it be tens of thousands? You haven't had intercourse with all of them. To say you met someone, to say you had sex with someone are two totally different things. I was looking up the average number of people a man has had sex with in the United Kingdom, and it's six, and you would have met 60,000 people in your life or something. I mean, depending on how you define meeting, speaking to even once, and so it goes on. And maybe that was an affectionate gesture. He had something to hide. Surely he wouldn't be posing for that. I know you can say, well, he felt he had impunity. Epstein felt he could get away with anything. And for 20 years, Epstein did get away with everything. But what else? So there is no proof that they ever had sex. And there's no proof, again, that if they did, it was without her consent. We have her allegation. Prince Andrew has been unwavering in his denials since this whole story came public in about 2010. Okay, and the second incident in Epstein's Manhattan townhouse on East 71st Street. Okay, so now it's proven that that Prince Andrew was in New York at the same time she was. I'm not sure it's proven that she was in his house on that date. Can we prove that she was in that house at all? She might have been and she might not, but come on, can you prove it? The Lolita Express, the flight logs, you can prove she was flying between various cities, but that doesn't prove which cities, houses she was staying in. I mean, there might be some witness who said, yes, I saw her there at the time, and so on. And that Little St. James as US Virgin Islands. So can you prove that she was on that island, Little St. James, at the same time as him? So the other things, did she just really want money? She said she didn't want money, but then she did accept money. So she's undermined herself. So people can just say she's a gold digger and things like that. What else could you say about him? Anyway, he's not been charged with any crime in any country at all. These allegations have been out there for 15 years. Surely if there's a prima facie case, he would have been charged. He would have been spoken to by the authorities and so on. He's went back to the United States on multiple occasions. And even after 2010, he's been back there. Okay, other things is, you have to doubt the veracity of what she says. She said that Prince Andrew smelt of alcohol when she danced at the Tramp nightclub. But wait a second, it's well known he doesn't drink alcohol. Now, I know there have occasionally claims that he does drink tiny amounts, but that's quite improbable. So is she lying about that? And if she's lying about that, what else is she lying about? I know Prince Andrew has been proved to lie about things, but that doesn't prove he's lying about this. And remember, he doesn't have to prove anything. She does. And obviously, she can't do now. Even were she alive, a prosecution would be difficult. And by the way, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a complete amateur and so on. Other things. Okay. Now, how about what she said about Professor Alan Dershowitz? She claimed that she was raped by him. She said that repeatedly over several years. And he said, no, that's absolutely not true. I've copulated with one person my entire life, and that is my wife. So she eventually withdrew that one, said she might be wrong about that. If she's wrong about this, is she wrong about the other? Was she lying? Who was she getting it mixed up with and so on? Is she very emphatic that she was naming that individual? So therefore, her reliability is impugned. We can't trust her testimony. So what do you think? We can cast doubt on what she's saying. Say maybe she suffered terrible crimes at the hand of Jeffrey Epstein, possibly other people, but that doesn't prove that it was on Prince Andrew. So I think Prince Andrew deserves less sympathy than most. And I'm not saying he's innocent. We have to presume he's innocent, and it's up to other people who prove he's guilty. You know, conceited, imbecilic, corrupt, detestable in all sorts of ways, but that doesn't prove that he committed this particular crime. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the new PayPal, georgecullen7@gmail.com. Goodbye.